And that's just about it for the program, but we're going to leave you before we go with a short work that was first submitted to our Rivers Project. In this one, a father and son are tending their oyster leases at dusk and thinking about the past.
Early evening, cusp of a southerly. Milos and David forked in the silt and sand. It's cold down here in the leases. Milos is humming something, maybe a hymn. He can't remember. The boxes slide to the right as he stacks one after the other. They've been out here all afternoon and still have hours left to go. It's the right time though, evening, night. A row of spoonbills watches the men work, swivelling their pinheads side to side, waiting for a flurry of insects. A flounder slips by, then another. Should have bought the spears, he yells. In English, Dad's as deaf as a post anyway. Milos stands for a moment and watches his son, scooping and picking. Baseball cap slowly flipping up and down like semaphore. He's a good worker, that one. Then, more flounder. Quickly, he's surrounded by hundreds of them. So dark and tight, moving so fast and uniformly, they might in fact be completely still. 50 years on this river, and still something new every day. And suddenly, he's thinking about the war. It comes on this fast, the same old squeeze of images. His mother leaving the house, hurriedly dabbing perfume under her jaw as the guards chaperone her into the narrow street. He can smell onions frying. The fish skitter against his calves. He blinks down at them. Must be the king tides. This time last year, he was on his way out. Two heart attacks in the gunwales of winter. But now he's good. He looks toward the house. It's small compared with the new line of palaces, lit up like Christmas. It's properly dark now, but Milos can still make out their lights hustling through the casuarinas, the wide hedges of camellia bushes, their thick leaves refulgent, plated with the artificial yellow glow. An opening breeze shifts the water. Milos turns to look for the southerly, but it's still dark and close. The low, flat horizons of the river slotted atop one another. Later, though, it clears, and the river stands up, leaving each man alone in his cold shaft of stars.
The Leases by Fiona Whitelaw. It was read by Jason DeRosso and produced for radio by Gretchen Miller and Russell Stapleton.